If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's start, Karen, with the what's happening with the Texas warrants. They have issued arrest warrants for lawmakers, civil arrest warrants. How are they different from criminal arrest warrants?
Right. They're very different. We call them body attachments here in Illinois. And what it is really just a warrant that is issued in a civil case, not a criminal case. So the purpose of arresting the recipient would be to bring them back to Texas to do their job, not to incarcerate them, not to prosecute them or charge them with a crime. So they have similar due process rights and things like that, but it's not to arrest them. So what's going to be interesting is the enforcement of them, because they were issued by the legislature in Texas. But the question is, can the state police from Texas come to Illinois and arrest people in our state? And that's a big question mark.
So what could be the punishment here?
Well, the punishment is to bring them back. Mm-hmm. They really don't have any authority but for that. Now, there's talk that some of the legislators were taking money from donors to travel in order to not have to spend their own money. They're being accused of maybe that's bribery. So, again, they can put the people back into the state, but short of that there's really not anything that they can technically do.
Let's move on to the Jeffrey Epstein case and the Trump administration considering releasing transcripts of Todd Blanche's interview with Ghislaine Maxwell. In your opinion, well, first of all, do we know there is an audio tape, or is there certainly a transcript?
Well, they're saying, we're getting word that there was an audio tape and a transcript, so it must have been transcribed later, and now we have programs that will transcribe them instantaneously. But the question is, will we ever know if we have the full one? I mean, apparently this was a 9-hour interview, and she supposedly answered a lot of questions about a lot of different people, but it'll be interesting to see if that is ever turned over and if we actually get the entire transcript.
What about the grand jury transcripts? What could be in there, and should they be released?
There are some very strict rules in federal court against releasing grand jury transcripts. And, you know, for good reason. When you go before a grand jury, it's just the prosecutor. There's no defense lawyer. So it's all of the evidence against the defendant and none of the exonerating testimony or evidence. So, it could be a very deep dive into what was going on. On the other hand, when it comes to prosecuting Maxwell, it really wasn't about the Jeffrey Epstein crimes themselves and all of the girls he supposedly abused. It was really just as to a few girls where she was involved. I think there were maybe three or four. I'm not saying she didn't have involvement in others. It was just that's what they focused on. So I'm not sure that even if we saw all the grand jury transcripts that we would get a full package of what Jeffrey Epstein was all about.
Does anybody have any good ideas yet as to why Maxwell was transferred to a minimum security prison in Texas?
Well, my guess it was part of the ask that she agreed to sit down with a lawyer and answer questions for 9 hours. And in exchange, she got a sweetheart deal to go to a cushy place in Texas, really a nice place with lots of facilities and lots of perks. But it's really unheard of to transfer a federal sex offender to a minimum security prison. In fact, it's just not done. It's against the prison rules. So this is really an anomaly, nothing that I've ever seen before.
Yes, and understandably, the victims of Jeffrey Epstein very upset about that. And inmates at that prison are upset, too, aren't they?
Well, they are. And, you know, honor among thieves, I always say. These are people who are financial criminals, probably for the most part, and they are not sex offenders. And they are offended to have somebody among them who committed these types of crimes. you know, and there's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there, Bob. I'm sure you can, your mind can go there, but did they release her there because that would be easier access for someone to harm her? And now that the inmates have stated that they're not happy she's there and she's walking around freely in a campus with no real walls, could she come to harm's way? I'm sure that's something that everybody has been thinking about.
It's all very strange. The House committee investigating the Epstein case issued subpoenas to, among other people, Bill Clinton and Hillary. Will these people actually have to testify?
My guess is they're not. There's going to be all kinds of objections. First of all, presidents generally don't testify. They tried that with President Trump in the January 6th hearings, and he never had to testify. And the president has never done it. So he, as far as Bill Clinton goes, I think he's going to walk off. And Hillary Clinton, I think that the objection is going to be relevance. What in the world did she know about Jeffrey Epstein? Again, then you have all the Merrick Garlands and James Comey and all the other people who were subpoenaed, and they're going to have their own set of objections, whether it's executive privilege, attorney-client privilege. Some may even take the Fifth Amendment, not knowing exactly what they're looking to charge. So I think we're going to see court actions and very few depositions.
Yeah, one thing is for sure, this case is not leaving the news anytime soon. And one more thing quickly before we let you go, Karen, new documents are being released in the case of those four murdered Idaho college students. What can we learn, do we know, from these documents, and are there more coming?
There are more coming, and the judge is going through all of them and redacting, taking out information that might be too graphic or too personal to other witnesses and people not associated really with the crime. So we're going to see more over the weeks and from the different jurisdictions, because as you can imagine, the FBI was involved, the state was involved, the city was involved, the college was involved. So, yes, we're going to see more. And what we have seen is that it looks like Kohlberger was stalking the at least one of the girls, and he had been to the house. He had been casing the house. He may have actually broken the front door open on one occasion. So he was planning this crime. And the other thing that I really gleaned from the release of documents is the horrendous nature of the attack. One girl was stabbed 20 times, another 50 times. So this was a very angry, violent crime, and it's just really disturbing.
Really, really terrible, and motive still a mystery. Karen Conti, thank you as always, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Take care, Bob.
You too.